Intervju Radija Študent.
Dobar dan, lep pozdrav terminu za Ereš intervju. Danes smo naredili posnetek pred kakšno urco z Markom Ribojem, newyorškim kitaristom, ki verjetno se ga ni treba posebej predstavljati, glede na to, da precej nastopa v Sloveniji. Nazadnje smo ga lahko videli naprimer v zasedbi Sunship, pa predtem Ceramic Dogi. Danes je pa ena taka posebna priložnost, da ga bomo videli lahko po dolgem času v solističnem koncertu. Videti se ga bo dal v Menzi pri koritu ob 9. uri zvečer. Zdaj pa predlagam, da kar slišimo prvi del intervjuja.
It's only been a few months since you played here with Sunship, and now you're back, and you know, it seems you play here almost, well, a few, maybe a couple times a year, and people still want more, despite you're still here. It must feel pretty good to be, you know, for people to still find your music that interesting, to wait for it for so intensely.
Well, I hope so. I hope people like it, but I certainly like to come here. Mm-hmm. I have friends here in Ljubljana, and, right, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but on the other hand, perhaps, you know, it's almost like this, the whole Ljubljana, the whole alter scene gets in this almost obsessed kind of situation every time your gig is coming up. And it's almost like, you know, that teenage obsession with pop stars. So how do you deal with this celebrity-like status? Almost, are you able to get enough privacy still?
I don't feel besieged like a pop star. No.
Mm-hmm. But
I don't deal with it at all. You know, I mean, it's a lot to live up to. I'm glad people like the music, you know. Mm.
But is Slovenia maybe a kind of exception when it comes to this popularity? Or is it the same everywhere you perform?
Well, if I'm a pop star, my accountant certainly is not aware of it. So, you know, I mean, I'm, you know, I think that I play, a lot of my music is quite difficult. And, you know, I think that it's good that there's, thanks in part to Radio Student, in fact, there's quite a broad audience in Ljubljana. Mm-hmm. For thank new you. Music and jazz. People know the history of the music quite well, better right. than in a lot of places in the United States, I can tell you. Mm-hmm. And then there's other people who a lot of people have heard me. I also work as a side musician, and so some people have heard my work with pop artists, you know, and oftentimes they're a little bit shocked
to see you in these formations.
Well, mean? Yeah, when they come, not so much to see, but to hear.
Right, right. So, I think a week ago, Marco Capelli played here his trio, and he's quite comparable to your music, musically.
Yeah, we're friends, in fact.
We're from the same scene, and you know each other well, but you know, still, music is comparable, but I thought there was too little people showed up at his gig. It was maybe just like 20, 30 people, and still I think that your gig tonight is going to be probably sold out or at least packed.
I think that probably Marco hasn't played Ljubljana. I mean, I've been playing in Ljubljana since the mid-80s. Mm-hmm.
So I think it's due to you coming here.
And also, like I said, this pop connection that I work as a side musician, but I hope that next time, from what I heard of Marco's gig, everybody who did come was amazed, and so that there will be more people back next time. This is what I like to believe.
Right. So you've been pushing and inventing new ways of using a guitar for a very long time now. So are you ever concerned that soon you may run out of space for this inventing new stuff?
Well,
or do you base this invention more on compositional way?
I don't really concern myself I don't worry about inventing or whether things are new. I worry about if I like the music. Mm-hmm. if something's bothering me because it feels like a cliche, then I try to do something else. But I, you know, if things feel good, if something feels good, I'll continue to do it for as long as it feels good.
Right, right.
It's a philosophy to live by.
Mm-hmm. You said earlier that people in the United States maybe are not so familiar with the history of jazz music or music in general.
Well, it depends where in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are, you know, it depends what kind of jazz. You know, there. But I mean, in Chicago, you know, in some major cities, there's a long history,
right, so
including new music.
Informed.
But in, let's put it this way, I've played more times in Ljubljana than I've played in Iowa, Arkansas, North Dakota, South Dakota,
mm-hmm.
Texas, and New Mexico put together,
mm-hmm.
you know.
But you can feel probably the difference when you perform, let's say, in New York, and then when you come to Europe. Is the response from the audience about the same? Or?
Actually, I feel like there is an international community that
mm-hmm.
listens to this kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're a globalized phenomena like McDonald's.
Right. You mean the whole downtown scene? Or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've played with many various musicians during your long career. So how do you choose musicians you want to work with? Is it more, do you see it as how your guitar technique would apply to their music, or is it a sort of wider idea, or even their personalities? Or?
You know, it's funny. It has a lot. Sometimes I've heard people and I've said, you know, basically I'm shy. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it. So, you know, I'm a little shy about approaching new musicians.
So musicians approach
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. No, well, I do approach new musicians, but like, for example, in the case of Mary Halverson, I just
mm-hmm.
heard her playing
yeah, she was
her
here,
music. Yeah,
I think last week as well. With
that's right, but
yeah.
we were here a little while ago with a group,
Sunship.
A Sunship. Yeah.
yeah.
I just heard her playing and I thought, wow, she's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, she plays like I would play if I could.
You think?
Yes.
Yeah. I think she's quite influenced by your playing as well, no?
Well, I don't know about that, but that would
be
nice.
Or at least she's a big admirer of your music, I think.
Okay, well, in that case, we're mutual admirers. But I just, you know, I heard her playing, but she was also friends of friends of mine, you know, the musicians in Ceramic Dog.
Uh-huh.
Shahzad Ismaili and Chess
yeah.
Smith. And
Chess Smith,
I mean, the
yeah.
way I met Shahzad and Chess was Shahzad just walked up to me after I was playing with this other band and said, "You have the wrong band." And I said, "Really? Who's the right band?" He said, "Me and Chess Smith."
Excellent.
And I said, "Okay."
you knew their music?
Well, the funny thing is I had improvised with Shahzad at another musician's gig, you know, so I knew
mm-hmm.
Shahzad's music and was interested. So it wasn't completely out of the blue. But I said, "Well, okay, he sounds like he knows what he's talking about." And then we got together and played, and it was fun. So
excellent. Yeah, you said you saw Mary play and you liked her music, but it seems that nowadays there's so much music, it's much harder to find interesting stuff. So if we put it figuratively, maybe, do you think that there's too many sheep and too little shepherds?
Yeah.
You know? Like people
yeah.
are trying to imitate stuff they like instead of trying to find their own voice.
Yeah, but you know, it's always that way, you know. And I think that imitating the stuff you like, I have a very unheroic idea of how things move forward. I mean, I think that the way new music occurs, honestly, I'm not in favor of this idea of someone sitting in a room saying, "I'm going to create a style,"
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to, you know, as if like a corporation trying to create a brand,
right.
saying, "Yes, I'm going to create this style that will be my property."
Right.
I think that, you know, the way it works in practice is people try to steal things Mm-hmm. You know, from they try to imitate what they like, what mm-hmm. moves them, and the great, the impulse. In fact, what's new happens when they make mistakes.
Right.
The good thing is the strong artist will imitate, but do it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that wrongness is their originality.
Right. So good stuff comes of this imitations.
Yeah,
as well.
Thievery and mistakes is how things
right.
move forward,
mm-hmm.
if there is a forward.
Mm-hmm. Do maybe can you tell us about some other interesting guitarists you heard lately, apart from Mary Halvorson? Was there someone that really caught your attention?
Yeah, oh, over the years, you mean guitarists?
No, maybe in the past few years.
Interesting guitarists who I've heard. But you know, one guy who rarely gets attention, who I think is terrific, is Joe Morris.
No, I don't know him.
Yeah, well, check out Joe Morris.
Mm-hmm.
He's done a lot. He's been around for
a long time. He's a band leader as well, or just solo
guitarist?
Yeah,
he has his own bands, and he does amazing things. I love Elliot Sharp's solo
mm-hmm.
blues playing. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
spectacular.
It's yeah.
And let me see. Hold on 1 second. You know what? I wish I had my computer because there's a couple of people who I've been listening to lately. Can
mm-hmm.
I?
Maybe you can tell us after.
Yeah, I want to research a few things and I'll give you a
uh-huh.
longer.
And I'll tell the listeners later when
you
hear the recording and then I'll
okay.
tell you. Okay, so one of my favorite guitarists, maybe apart from you, is Keiji Hano. You probably know him.
Oh, yeah, Keiji
yeah?
Hano.
What do you think of his music?
I think he's great, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did
the
you
way
maybe
he uses his body in the performance
mm-hmm.
is terrific.
Mm-hmm. Did you maybe have some experience musically with him? Or
I think we were once improvising together
years
ago.
How did that work out?
Yeah, I mean, it was in a bigger event with Zorn, I think.
Uh-huh, because aesthetically, maybe it doesn't quite seem to, you know, your music and his music to fit together, but maybe it would be interesting because you're both good improvisers. So.
Tole je bil torej prvi del pogovora z Markom Ribojem, ki ga danes večer lahko slišite v Menzi pri koritu. Imena, ki se ga ni spomnil, predle proti koncu tega zanimivega kitarista, je pa Brandon Ross. Zdaj pa predlagam, da slišimo za pauzo komad naslovljen Radio, potem pa sledi še drugi del intervjuja.
Thank you.
you know, one of my favorite gigs, not just yours, but in general, was when I saw you perform with Spiritual Unity. Is that project still going on, or was that a one-off thing with Henry Grimes? And
oh, no, that, you know, Spiritual Unity sometimes performs in its original lineup, but I'm also doing a lot of touring with, and I'm going to tour next year with Henry Grimes and Chad Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Just the three of you?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Looking forward to that. Maybe we return to Ljubljana at that time as well.
I'm not sure whether we're playing Ljubljana, but I hope
mm-hmm.
so.
Mm-hmm. So maybe can you tell us about some other projects, new projects you're involved with?
Excuse me. Yeah, this year... This year I've done a couple of new things. I just finished, well, first of all, tonight I'll be playing a lot from my solo record.
Silent Movies?
Silent Movies. And, well, people who, I don't know, maybe you could, if you could, I don't know if you will be playing tracks to
probably,
go along with this interview.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was misunderstood as a record of a film works.
Mm-hmm.
CD, which it wasn't. It was really less than music for film. It was a kind of an attempt for the pieces to be little films.
Mm-hmm.
A kind of there's a phrase of Nietzsche's translation of spheres,
uh-huh.
something, a kind of music that also is somehow spatial or visual.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Can you tell us maybe a bit more about the repertoire? Is it going to only be this stuff from Silent Movies?
No, it's, you know, I never have a set list. I just go up there and I play whatever comes into my head. But
mm-hmm.
It's usually been a bunch of stuff from Silent Movies and then things I've played in the past and things I've never played.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have been working on some on some pieces of I transposed a John Cage organ
mm-hmm.
piece called Some of the Harmony of Maine for guitar, and I've been very happy with that, so I'll probably do some of that.
Excellent.
And that came from an earlier project that I did last year called Caged Funk, in which
mm-hmm.
I did a program of the music of John Cage for funk band, which was an insane concept and one that I'm not at all sure that John Cage would have approved of.
Oh.
But well, he's not around anymore, so
yeah.
So we did it anyways. And it with some really cool results.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie Worrell played
on. We could hear one of his compositions, I think, unwritten compositions performed by Zeitkratzer. Do you know them?
Oh, yeah.
They were here on Tuesday.
And, ah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you were talking about this interpretation of, like, John Cage, but you also interpret other musicians. How do you choose songs you want to interpret or rework?
Well, usually I can listen to something and I hear right away if there's something I can do to mutate it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I like to do stuff that I have a particular reading of. Sometimes it comes from the lyric,
mm-hmm.
even if the song is, you know, even if I don't sing it, if the song has a lyric and I'm reading it in a different way,
mm-hmm.
then that's cool for me.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's purely musical.
Excellent. So just not to keep you for too long, maybe one last question. Do you prefer to, or do you find it more exciting or more enjoyable to perform solo or with other formations, or it depends?
It totally depends, you know. I mean, solo on a good night, you know, it can be really great,
mm-hmm.
you know, because well, the band is always tight.
Right. Okay, so thank you.
Thank you.
takole, to je bil torej pogovor z Markom Ribojem, ameriškim kitaristom, ki ga danes večer solističnim koncertom lahko vidite v Menzi pri koritu na Metelkovi. Koncert se ne bi začel pa že ob 21. uri. Z Markom sem se pogovarjal, Goran. Lep pozdrav.
Intervju Radija Študent.